看到很多陌生的面孔。
I see many new faces today.
在我让大家介绍一下之前，我先为在座所有的父亲的恭喜你们，父亲节快乐。
So today before I start, I want to say Happy Father's Day to all the fathers sitting here.
如果是你是第一次来，请你们站起来一下好吗？
So if you're here for the first time, can you please stand up so that we can welcome you?
还有第一次的吗？可以把话筒给他，我们介绍一下你名字好不好？请你。
我叫杨丽瑶，我是罗格斯大学的。
好。
我叫嘉文，然后是刚工作。
我叫姚博，是纽约大学的。
好，请你多站一下啊，对不起。今天比较特别，让你们多站，也不是为了罚站啊，是为了更多的认识。这边还有两位，这边还有两位。
大家好，我叫轻松，我今天陪我太太来。
大家好，我是唐月，我是罗格斯大学。
后面还有一位。
大家好，我叫 Crystal， 我是 CMU 的。
OK， 好，请你多站一下，对不起啊。那我在座，如果你们以前来过，但是还没有信耶稣的，我们说慕道的朋友，请你们也站一下，好不好？我不需要介绍，你们来过的，请你们也站一下。
So we also ask the friends who have been here but have not yet to receive Christ, can you please also stand up as well?
好 ，OK。那如果你们已经信主的，但是没有受洗的。也请你们站一下好吗？有没有这样的
？And also, if you've trusted in the Lord but have yet to be baptized, can you please stand as well?
Okay, 好。那我们请弟兄姊妹一起站起来，陪他们一起站一下，好不好
？So I ask all the brothers to stand up.
欢迎你们。啊。那在不要坐下来啊，先不要坐下来啊。那在我们聚会之前，我带大家有一个祷告。
So before we start, you know, I will lead in a prayer.
如果愿意的话，请你我说一句，请你大家跟我说一句祷告，请弟兄姊妹一起跟我，好吧
？If you're willing, when I say a phrase, can you please follow?
主耶稣啊
，Dear Lord，
如果是你是真神的话
，If you're the true God，
请你今天把你的恩典给我。
Please show us your face today.
求你向我的心说话。
May you speak to our heart.
如果你是真神的话
，If you're the true God，
就求你开我的心。
May you open our heart.
如果你是真神的话
，If you're the true God，
就求你开我属灵的眼睛。
May you open our spiritual eyes.
让我眼睛能够看见你。
So that our eyes can see you.
让我心里能够明白你。
So that our heart may understand you.
如果你是真神的话
，If you're the true God。
我在这里寻找你，我就必要寻见。
If we're here to seek you, we shall surely find you.
我在这里向你叩门，你必给我开门。
We're here to knock on the door, and for surely you open the door.
我在这里祈求你必要给我。
And we ask whatever we see here, you surely give to us.
我要的不是别的。
We're not asking for anything else.
我要的是认识你。
We come to know you.
亲爱的主啊
，Dear Lord，
如果你是真神的话
，If you're the true God，
就向我显现。
Reveal yourself on
赐恩典怜悯给我
Give us grace and mercy
奉耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name I pray
Amen, Amen. 好请坐
Please be seated
好请我们把这个圣经如果有圣经的话我们 PowerPoint 也可以打出来啊。圣经翻到诗篇85篇
So if you have the Bible can you please open to Psalm 85
好，我们读第九十十一节，请大家一起读好吗
？Let's read together 9, 10, 11.
好，我们中文先读一遍。好，我们开始。他的救恩诚然于。慈爱。诚实从真理而生，公义从天而现。
Surely his salvation near to those who fear him. The glory may dwell in our land. Loving kindness and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth springs from the earth and righteousness looks down from heaven.
好，这个圣经讲了很多的内容，我们再读一遍啊。
So this passage speaks of a lot of different things, so let's read it again.
好，这次我们只读中文。好，他的救恩诚然与敬畏他的人相近，叫荣耀住在我们的地上，慈爱和诚实彼此相遇，公义和平安彼此相亲，诚实从地而生，公义从天而现。好，我们再读另外一段圣经。
Let's turn to another passage.
好，我们从第这是在出于约翰福音的三章第一节到十八节。
是在
后面的 slide。
John chapter 3 verse 1 to 18.
好，我们只读中文好了，好不好？有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。这人在夜里，好，下一页，第四节。好，下一页。好，下一页。对不起啊，你们读忘读了一节，因为我把写在标题上。我们一起再把这一页再读一遍，就十五节，整个再读一遍。叫一切信他的都得永生。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是叫世人因他得救。信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他们不信独生子的名。好，我们读经就读到这里。我们请翻把那个 PowerPoint 回到那个尼哥底母的三章的第一节那里好吗？好，我想在我们来这里之前
，So before we came here today，
对于信主。信仰、人生、错对之分、好坏、善恶，我们都有一定的认识和态度。
So we have a certain perspective towards life, towards our beliefs, towards experience, and towards these things.
你知道我们信耶稣有很多的拦阻。
You know that in order for us to trust in the Lord, there are many obstacles.
如果有五大拦阻的话
，If there were five different five big obstacles，
那第五大我告诉你是什么
？I can tell you the fifth one.
第五大不是别的，就是你的手机。
The last one is nothing else but your cell phone.
特别在今天。
So today, especially today.
如果大家愿意的话，这一个小时，请你不要用手机。
If you're willing, if you can, for this next hour, not to use your phone.
我保证你的生命不会受到任何的损失。
I can promise you that your life will not suffer any loss.
神会给你极大的祝福。
But God will surely bless you.
所以我们现在有个条约，一个小时之内不许用手机。
So we have an agreement here that for an hour, please don't use your cell phone.
当然，手机给我们带来生活中很多的丰富多彩的东西。
But of course, our cell phone gives us a lot of experiences and provides a lot for us.
帮助我们接收很多新的事物。
It helps us to experience a lot of new things.
我们兴趣慢慢加增。
And we broaden our horizon.
是基于我们对一些我们的知识已经有的知识上。
Especially for the knowledge that we already have.
我们愿意积累更多的知识和信息。
And we want to experience and understand more.
让我们的生活更加的充实，更加的丰富。
So that our life may be more abundant and maybe more fulfilling.
也让我们有更多的分析辨别的能力。
And helps us to be more critical and be able to analyze.
特别我慢慢的成长，慢慢长大。
And helps us to grow.
我们的知识和见识慢慢多了。
And as we grow, our knowledge and our experience and becomes broader.
阅历也慢慢多了。
And
experience
becomes more.
我们对事物的看法有更深、更清楚的看见。
And then we have a better clear and a better understanding of things.
但与此同时，我们慢慢形成了一个世界观。
But at the same time, we also come to have a worldview.
甚至可以说，我们对某一些的事情。或者我们每一个人都有某一种的信仰和信念。
But especially towards certain things that some of us has a particular belief.
可能对一些宗教传统、教条，甚至人文党派，或者对人事物都有这样的信仰和信念。
So perhaps towards certain religions, certain beliefs, certain denominations, certain groups, and we all have come to have these understanding.
在美国。我们推倡有自信。
So in America, we always often talks about self-confidence.
Believe yourself, 自信。那中国人呢讲究我们从前我的成长的年纪讲究叫什么辩证唯物。这个英文这样子。
But in the Chinese, we often talk about dialectic materialism.
所以每件事情都有两方面的。
So things are always in two different perspectives.
所以对于某些事情不能完全相信。
So some things you cannot believe in.
它有它的正面，也有它的反面。
There are things that are two-sided.
好像生活的确是这样子的。
And it's true that life is this.
我听着一个科学家这样讲。
Now I heard a scientist say this.
就是我不相信任何的东西。
I don't believe in anything.
我只相信数学。
I only believe in mathematics.
这也很有道理。
This is also very reasonable.
因为美国的俚语也经常说，就说 does it add up? 就是什么意思呢？就是是否合理，或者说 it doesn't add up? 什么意思？就是这是无稽之谈。好，你又都讲过了。那在座的朋友，我想你们对基督或者基督教信主，甚至这个教堂，甚至基督徒，都有某程度的认识和看见。
So perhaps you have certain beliefs or experience towards the church, the building, the Christianity.
或者你可能接触的不多，或者认识的可能不那么深刻，但是你总有你的态度。
But perhaps your experience is not that you're not that experienced, but perhaps you do have certain views towards it.
但是我们在这里，我声明一点，我们所传的不是一个宗教。
So here I want to mention that what we're sharing is not a religion.
不是让大家入教。
It's not that so you can enter into this religion.
我们所传的是一个完全的人，也是完全的神。
And what we're sharing here is we want to talk about a perfect man who was also the perfect God.
他的名字就是耶稣基督。
And his name is Jesus.
耶稣是他的名字。
So Jesus is his name.
基督是救主的意思，是他的称呼。
So Christ is the meaning of a Messiah, of a Savior. That is his title.
Okay. 那我们跟他有什么关系呢
？So how do we relate to him?
你知道他是谁吗
？Do you know who he is?
我想你可能有一点点的认识。
Perhaps you know him just a little bit.
但是他究竟是谁呢
？But who exactly is he?
我保证他跟你的生命生活有息息相关。
I can assure you that he has a very importance in your life.
有诗人说
said this.
其实他离我们每个人不远。
In reality, he's not too far from any one of us.
我们的生活、动作、存留都在乎他。
our life, our actions and our existence all depends upon him.
在这个故事里面
in the story,
有一个当时宗教和政治界的一个领袖
so there was a leader from a religious as well as a political area.
对耶稣基督他的认识也有他自己的看见和看法
so in this story, this person had a particular perspective towards Jesus.
尼哥底母是一个德高望重的人
Nicodemus was someone who was very knowledgeable.
Very high honor and knowledgeable. 那他与美国现在的参议员
So towards very similar to a senator today.
美国有100位参议员
So, or there are 100 senators.
那当时犹太人有70名
So at the time, for the Jews, there were 70 of them.
那他呢就是其中的一位
And he was one of them.
他来到耶稣这里第一句话跟耶稣说我知道你
So the first thing he said when he came to Jesus was that, I know you.
你所说所做的是非同凡响的
I know what you said and what you do is beyond our understanding.
Right. 如果是不是神帮助你的话你不可能说出那样的话也不可能做出那样的事情
If it's not God who is with you, then it's not possible for you to say those things and do those things.
行出那么大的神迹来
And to do such miracles.
那耶稣在地上的时候他所说所做的的的确确让人惊讶
And what Jesus said and done on earth was truly amazing.
他虽然生长在一个木匠的家里面
Although he was born into the household of a carpenter.
不是一个高贵富贵的家庭
Was not a family of high standing.
甚至不是一个知识分子的家庭
Nor was he even an educated family.
但是他讲道他说话充满了能力和智慧
But his message and his words were filled with power and understanding.
远超过当时各派的宗教家、政治家、道德家，甚至超过了君王和臣宰。
And it far exceeded the teachers of the time, the rabbis, the Pharisees, the kings, and even the philosophers.
他有一种特别的吸引力。
And he had such tremendous charisma.
无论他到哪里，都有成千上万的百姓来跟他。
And people were attracted to him, no matter where he went, thousands and thousands of people.
他到乡村里面，整个村子都。来跟着他。
And when he went to the village, people would come and seek him out.
他到了京城耶路撒冷，整个京城叫沸腾。
And then when he went to the city of Jerusalem, the city welcomed him.
他进到当时的圣殿里面，那些人不再理他们的当时的宗教的领袖。
And when he went into the temple, the people put aside their religious leaders.
那些文士长老
and the scribes and the teachers.
他都来到耶稣这里。
And the scribes and the elders, they too came to Jesus.
那他因为他的道理十分的纯正
Because his message was pure.
因为他的讲话十分的有能力
And his words were powerful.
他带来了神的圣洁和公义
And he brought forth God's righteousness.
也带来了神的爱和能力
But at the same time, it was also God's love.
他给人生有一个不同的价值
He gave man a different perspective on life.
觉得别人觉得说哦，当你奉献钱的时候奉献的多那个人就光荣
For example, man can say that the more money you give, the more glorious you are.
但是耶稣说什么
But what did Jesus say?
他讲的意思说奉献跟捐款是两回事
But he says that service and giving money is two different things.
捐款可能你捐的越多 越有用
The more you give, the more you're able to help.
但在神的价值观里面
And that's within the man's value system.
一个寡妇给了两文钱
A widow gave 2 pennies.
胜过当时世上众人所有给的钱。
Her 2 pennies far exceeded out all the monies that were given by all the rich men.
为什么呢?
Why was that?
那个寡妇只有那两分钱。
Because all she had was 2 pennies.
她把那两分钱全部给上。
And she gave her all she had to give it up.
别人给的都是那有余的。
Everything everyone else gives is extra.
他不光是说在让人可以看见他所说的那些教训
And he also helped people to see his teachings.
他让人觉得他的生命有新的意义
He helped others to come to know that their life is also meaningful.
他更显出他超然的那个能力来
And he demonstrated supernatural ability.
就是他让瞎眼的可以看见
And that is he caused the blind to see.
让瘸腿的可以跳跃行走
And the lame can walk.
让那些长大麻风的患者
and those poor with leprosy.
就像今天癌症一样可怕的那个大麻烦病人。
And it's as of the cancer of this day and age.
从里到外可以得洁净。
And that from inside and out, that they too may be healed.
不光是他可以身体得到医治。
Not only can their body be healed.
让他也可以受到社会和别人的接纳。
But they too may receive, be received, welcome back into.
他用五条饼和两条鱼让五千个男人加上妇女孩子们吃饱。
He fed 5,000 men and women with five fish and.
他为了连续他们，安慰他们，不要让他们饥饿回家。
And he comforted them so that they would not go away hungry.
这他这些的行为，百姓们都看见了。
And all of his actions were seen and acknowledged by the multitude.
官长们也看见了。
And also by the leaders.
这位尼哥底母，这位德高望重的领袖，他也看见了。
And Nicodemus, this esteemed individual, also saw.
所以他晚上来见耶稣的时候，他第一句就说一句了恭维的话。
And the first thing, when he came to the Lord, the first thing he said was,
a word try to honor him. 那他说我知道你等等。
He said, I know you.
那耶稣在世上的时间很短的时间。
So Jesus was on this earth for a very short period of time.
他传道的时候是30岁开始，比我现在还年轻。
When he started his ministry, he was around 30. He's younger than me.
这时候，这个晚上在他传道的初期。
And this was towards the beginning of his ministry.
当一个年轻人受到长辈这样尊重。这样恭维的时候，我不晓得你的感觉会怎么样。
So when a person who is so young, who is so honored by such a someone who is much older, I don't know what your thoughts are.
那中国人比较客气，说哦，不敢当，不敢当，哪里哪里。
I think the Chinese were very polite and say, you know, thank you. It's
中国人不说三个字 where. 那美国人呢就说谢谢 ，thank you.
And the Americans would say thank you.
耶稣却跟他直接的说一句让他不能够理解的一句话。
But Jesus answered him in something that's very difficult to understand.
他说你认识我吗？
He says, "Do you know me?"
他直接说你完全的看错了。
He said, "But you completely, you don't know me. You don't know who I am."
不然你完全的不认识我，你不可能认识我。
But you don't know who I am, nor is it possible for you to know who I am.
你也没有看见，你也不可能看见。
And you cannot see, nor is it possible for you to see.
除非你要重生。
Unless you're born again.
我在家在这里跟大胆的跟朋友们说
And here I want to boldly share with our friends.
我想你们一定有一点点的认识
I think you must have some knowledge.
可能了解的不多
Perhaps your understanding is not much.
但是按照这个话来说
But according to these words,
耶稣跟你说
When Jesus tells you,
你觉得你认识他吗
Do you think you know him?
你觉得你知道信仰是怎么回事情吗
Do you think you know what belief is?
你觉得怎么让我们可以得救吗
？Do you know how we can be saved？
你觉得人的高尚人尊严有多少的价值吗
？Do you know how valuable the words these words from esteemed individuals？
你觉得你的头脑可以搞懂吗
？Do you feel that your brain can figure this out？
我告诉你
，I can tell you，
不是我说的，耶稣在这里说的。
It's not what I said, but Jesus said。
你们完全看错了。
But you have completely mistaken.
你们不但现在不懂。
Now do you not know today?
你们也不可能懂。
It is also impossible for you to know.
也不可能明白。
And it's also impossible for you to understand.
也不可能知道生命的事情。
And it's also impossible for you to know what life is.
除非你们重生。
Unless you're born again.
不然你看都看不见。
And otherwise, it's impossible for you to see.
我让大家想一下。
So let's think for a moment.
真的，在世上有很多研究宗教的人。
There are many people in this world who studies religion.
但是他们对上帝的认识永远在原地踏步。
But their understanding towards God is as if they're standing still.
如果我们用我们的头脑研究他的话。
If we're to study.
如果你觉得搞懂之后你再相信的话
if you decide that you need to study him first before you can
你可能只能原地踏步
what you're doing is just walking in the same spot
这是最好的现象
and this is the best outcome
你可以来教会一万次
you can come to the church 10,000 times
如果你不重生
but unless you're born again
你永远看不见他的救恩
You will never see his salvation.
你也不可能得到他的恩典。
And you will never receive his
除非你们重生。
And unless you're born again.
在我们中间看到许多来教会的人。
So today we see many who are here come to church.
他们愿意搞懂。
They are willing to understand and come to know.
但是他们永远在打转。
But they're just circling.
慢慢的不见得不但只是原地踏步。
And not only are you walking on the same spot.
最后他们就离开了。
Eventually they circle around and they leave.
甚至退步了。
Or take a step back.
说我看不见神就没有神。
And because I cannot see God, and therefore there is no God.
或许生活上有一些压力。
Or because, or perhaps in their life there was some pressure.
有一些难处。
Or challenge, difficulty.
这个信仰觉得不实际。
And their faith is shaken.
那耶稣在讲什么呢？
And so what did Jesus say here?
他在讲他要将神的国。
He says he needs to take the kingdom of God.
赐给我们。
And give us the kingdom of God.
成为我们的家。
So that it may become our home.
让神的国成为我们的家
so that the kingdom of God may become our home
而让神他自己的家
so that God's house
成为我们的国家
may become our house
our kingdom、yeah. 再说一遍神的恩典是要他的国
so it says that his kingdom
成为我们的家
to become our house
让因为神在我们的家里居住
and because God dwells in our house
让我们的家可以成为他的国
so that our house, our home may become his kingdom
让我们属地的人
so those of us who are here on earth
可以属天
can be
得到属天的祝福
and may receive heavenly blessings
让我们这个无有限的人
and that we who are limited
可以得到 无限的爱
can receive unlimited love
让我们暂时的人生得到永远的盼望
so thatWe who are temporal may receive eternal hope.
在这一切先决条件是什么呢？
But what is the precondition to all of this?
你们要重生。
You must be born again.
你们若不重生，就看不见这样的恩典。
Unless you're born again, you cannot see this blessing.
这个恩典是神的国成为我们的家。
This grace is that His kingdom may become our house.
我们的家变成神的国。
And our house becomes His kingdom.
我们翻到下一页。如何重生呢
？So therefore, how can you be born again?
那个尼哥底母问了一个很实际的问题。
So Nicodemus asked a very practical question.
如何重生
？How do we be born again?
我们可以再回到妈妈肚子里再生一遍吗
？Can we go back to our mom's womb and be born again?
不光是人老了，就年轻人也没办法。
Even never mind those who are older, but even the young cannot.
小孩子生出来就不能再回去了。
Once a child is born, he cannot go back.
那我想许多的。宗教的信仰，许多的哲学要讲决解决这个死的问题。
And so religion, many religions deal with the question of death.
有的人很多的误解，重生是死后的事情。
And some people mistakenly think that born again is something that happens.
那所有的信仰也就解决我们死后去哪里
？All the questions, all the religions, they try to solve the question of where do I go after I die.
但是你无论怎么解释，你不会相信任何一个什么死后我们到底会怎么样。
And no matter how it's explained, you will never believe what will actually happen.
任何的解释都没法让人可以自信。
No explanation can truly assure us of what happens after we're dead.
因为没有人死了又活过来。
Because no one has ever died and came back.
虽然医学的报道上既然记载了许多濒临死亡人的经历。
But even though in the medical journals there were a lot of records of near-death experiences.
那他们回来说我那段时间看见了什么
？And they will come back and explain what did I see for that period of time.
但是他们死了还是在死了，
<But S
2> 还会再要死。
After they're dead, they're dead.
那如果是重生以后还是要死，那重生又有什么意义
？If you were to after you're born again, then you will die again. Then what is the point of being born?
因此，耶稣这里讲的重生绝对不是我们这个同样性质的生命。再重新来一遍。
So surely the born again that Jesus speaks of here is not speaking regarding the same life that we have.
第五节那里说，耶稣说：“我实实在在告诉你，人若不从水和圣灵生，就不能进神的国。”
Verse 5, Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except one be born of water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God."
水和圣灵生。
To be born of water and the spirit.
水是我们供应人生命的一个。不可缺少的东西。
And so, water is something that we need.
我们也常常用水来形容人。
Well, we oftentimes use water to describe people.
比如说，我们说，在这个浩瀚的宇宙中，我们的人就像沧海里的一滴水。
So in this vast universe, we are just but a drop in the ocean.
讲到你的生活的平淡，就是平淡如。平淡如水啊！我为了大家不要睡觉，平淡如水。
But when you speak of, also you can speak of life as being very bland, as if it's water.
我们有好多的第一次来到我们中间的朋友。
We have many friends who are here for the first time.
我们怎么萍水相逢是吧
？And you know we come to know each other by water.
by water， 这英文很难是吧 ？OK， 那在我们年轻力壮的时候，我们发觉我们好像在过泼水节。
So it, when we're young and strong, as if we're feeling as if we're just always celebrating the water festival.
我觉得我们的生命是无限的，我们可以到处玩，到处享乐。
So we feel as if our life is just infinite. We can pour it out everywhere and anywhere.
在我们好多这个做学问的这个大学里，你毕业了之后，你怎么要找工作
？So there may graduates here who, when you go into school after you're done with school, you need to find a job.
你要去赚钱。
You need to make a living.
那你赚钱觉得这一点不够，我们还换工作赚更多的钱。
If you feel that this job is not providing enough, then you can.
那我们觉得我们的生命就要去抓。
And we feel that our life is to grab.
那抓这个抓那个。
Our purpose in life is to grab this.
我们觉得抓的越多，我们的生命就越丰富。
And we feel that the more we take hold of, the more fulfilled we are in our life.
就会越精彩。
And the more exciting that is.
用一些物质和今生的享受来刺激满足我们的人生。
And we use materialistic things and to stimulate and to fulfill our life.
但是生命跟物质的东西和金钱的东西恰恰的相反。
But life is very different. It's very opposite of materialistic, money, of these things.
你拼命去抓，可能能够抓到这些的东西。
The harder you try to grab, perhaps you can grab some of these things.
但是你去抓到水看。
But try to grab water.
你抓的越紧，水流的越快。
The stronger you grab water, the quickly it flows away.
你看我们许多英年早逝的这些商人、这些科学家。
We see a lot of these scientists and business people.
They die early. 因为什么？他太多花太多的精力去抓这个市场的东西了。
The reason is because they struggle so much to grab the things of this world.
慢慢我们年纪长了。
So we are when we get older quickly.
你发觉我们对我们的生活就像捧一个水一样。
When we get older, we feel as if we're holding life as if we're just holding some water.
剩的不多了。
There's not that much water left.
要好好的珍惜。
We need to treasure it.
我们要拼命的去健身。
We need to go work out in the gym.
节食。
We need to go on a diet. We need to help preserve our life.
等等。
And so forth.
你发觉我们的生出来的时候，我们是一杯清水。
When we're born, we find that we're just a cup of water.
慢慢的，你长大了，水要加很多颜色和味道。
So it's just a clear cup of water. As we grow older, there are a lot of more flavors and more colors to this water.
慢慢这些有颜色的水变成了一个浊水。
And sometimes this color becomes something that's dirty.
这个浊水变成一个不好味道的水。
And this water becomes something that's smells.
有人说我们的生活不过就是酸甜苦辣咸。
Some people say that our life is but sweet, bitter, hot and
不晓得你的水，你常问问看你里面是有多少的水。
I don't know how much water do you have in you。
还有什么味道的水
？And how does your water taste？
是清水还是浊水
？Is it clear water or is it murky water？
是不是汽水
？Or is it soda？
因为很多人很会发脾气。
Because a lot of people have a volatile temper。
还是糖水
？Or is it sweet water？
还是辣椒水
？Or is it spicy water？
还是一桶醋
，or perhaps it's just vinegar.
特别是我们在做谈恋爱的，很多人里面很多的醋啊。
So when we're getting to know to someone early on, perhaps inside is very vinegar.
圣经上讲到人生如水。
So the Bible says that life is like water.
是讲到人的干渴。
It speaks of man's thirst.
讲到人的渴慕和有限。
It speaks for man's thirst and their finiteness.
事实上，你喝任何的水，喝了还要再渴。
On earth, no matter what kind of water you drink, you will still be thirsty.
但是神借着耶稣基督要赐给你一个喝了不再渴的水。
But through Jesus, God wants to give you water that after you drink, you will thirst no more.
什么是重生呢？
then what is born again?
是从水而生。
It's to be born again from water.
就是你这个有限的生命。
It is that your finite life.
不再因为这个世上的水为满足。
And not to be satisfied by the water in, on this earth.
你也知道这个永远不能满足你的。
For you know that this water can never fulfill you.
只有认为，只有接受这个天上来的活水。
Only by receiving the water from heaven.
让它永留在你的心里面。
So that it forever flows in your heart.
让你的生命有改变。
So that your life can be changed.
是从水而生的。
So that it may be born again of the water.
不光是我们生命有限。
So not only is our life limited.
我们需要神无限的水去洁净我们，来充满我们。
And we need God's infinite water to come into our
lives. 被它充满淹没浸透。
And to cover us and to overcome us and to fill us.
耶稣基督福音实在是让人活的福音。
And the gospel of Jesus is the gospel to give life.
耶稣基督福音必须在我们有生之年，就是你还有气息的时候，还能够接受水的时候来得着的。
And his gospel is the gospel for when we have life. It's when that we're able to receive this water. When
今天我们活在这里，能够听到他的恩典，就是你接受他的这个活水的机会。
Today when we're here, we can still hear his gospel. It's because we're still able to receive his water.
他所赐的活水不光是说我解你自己的干渴。
And his living water is not so that we may thirst no more.
他让里面有个活的水，他讲的 living water 是就活的水，从里面涌流出来的水。
And that this living water is something that's poured out.
可以让你的，让神的爱借着你临到你周遭的人。
That it may cause God's love to be poured out to those around us.
把爱传给神所爱的人。
That God's love may flow to those whom He loves.
所传给那些需要的人。
And to those who need.
一直到永生。
For eternity.
不光是说我们暂时的需要变成永远的，我们生命的本质也需要改变。
Not only do we need this in eternity, but also the life itself needs to be different.
我们相信人是有灵魂的。
We believe that man has a soul.
人的生命的价值。
Has a spirit and a soul, and man has a value to his life.
是人生命的价值的意义的所在，是在乎你灵魂的是不是昂贵的。
And the value is based upon where your spirit and soul is.
就是你灵魂的价值决定你生命的价值。
The value of your spirit and soul, your spirit decides on the value of your life.
让人活到的是那神永远的灵。
And so that what we have eternity is the eternal spirit.
让人生命有不朽坏价值的原因也是神要把永远的灵给我们。
And in order for our life not to have an uncorruptible life, it is that God will give us this spirit.
能够认识神，跟神有亲密的交通，跟他不陌生，也是因为神的灵赐给我们。
And we need to, in order for us to draw close to him, we need to have a close relationship. Well, he also needs to have fellowship with us.
什么是重生？
What is born again?
就是我们这里面那个灵，今天是寂静的、沉默的、不认识神的这个灵。
And it's to take the spirit who is a silent spirit, who does not know God,
需要被苏醒过来,
and that it needs to be awakened,
被神的灵激活,
and that it needs to be quickened by the Spirit of God,
被神的灵入住, 充满,
and it needs to be filled by the Holy Spirit of God,
淹没, 浸透,
and to be filled and to be entered into.
我们的生命需要神的水来充满我们,
our life needs God's living water to fill us.
我们的灵需要神的灵来住在我们里面。
And our spirit needs his spirit to dwell in us.
重生就是从水和圣灵生。
To be born again is to be born of the water, living water and of the spirit.
让人的神的生命进入我们这样有限的人的里面。
And to cause his life, may his life enter into our life.
这样我们不光看见神的国，也看见生命的主宰。
So that not only can we see the kingdom of God, but also that he is the author of life.
也要进到神的国的里面。
And that we may also enter into his kingdom.
神的国就成了你们的国。
And therefore, his kingdom becomes your kingdom.
神的家就成了你们的家。
And his house becomes your house.
说错了。神的国成了你们的家。
His kingdom becomes your house.
神的家成了你们的国。
And his house becomes your kingdom.
也就是说，你们不要稀奇。
And Jesus said, don't be amazed.
所以朋友们是耶稣说的。所以我讲的，你们不要以为是无稽之谈。
So don't think that we're just talking about nothing here.
从 水和圣灵生，完全是耶稣基督，是神借着他给我们的恩典。
So to be born again is that Jesus is a grace that God has given to us through Jesus.
不是肉身换一个肉身。
It's not that we're changing our physical body.
而是从灵生的。
But rather it's coming from the Spirit.
耶稣在这里说。
But Jesus here tells us.
这风随着意思吹。
That the wind may blow.
你听见风的响声。
And you hear the billowings.
却不晓得它从哪里来，往哪里去。
But you don't know where it's coming from. Where it's going.
凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
And it is, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit.
今天外面十分的这个湿度十分的高。
So today the moisture humidity is very high.
那在我们是有那个冷空气啊，这个冷气啊。
So we have an AC on here.
那我们知道这凉风都从冷气来的。
We know the cool air is coming out of the AC.
但是如果你出去的话。
But if you step outside.
一阵凉风吹过来。
If there's a cool wind that blows.
哇，你会觉得啊，太舒服了。
You will feel how comfortable with it.
你会研究一下，哎，这个风。您是从哪里来啊?
Perhaps you want to figure out where this wind is coming from.
风你又向哪里去啊?
And where is this wind going?
我们在座可能诗人会这么做啊。
And perhaps if we're a psalmist, then we can.
但是我们普通人就觉得哎很凉快。
But if we're just normal people, we'll probably say this is very, it's cool.
神的救恩让我们的灵魂苏醒，也像这个样子。
His salvation causes our spirit to be awakened. It is the same.
当神的恩典临到你的时候
，When His grace befalls upon you，
你可能都不知道从哪里来
，Perhaps you wouldn't even know where it came from。
你甚至不知道到哪里去
，And nor will you know where it's going。
但是你已经蒙恩了
，But you're already under the grace。
当我小的时候
，When I was younger，
我大概十四五岁的时候就被我的奶奶带去教会。
When I was 14 or 15, my grandma took me to church。
那时候是在中国沈阳。
And back then it was the northern Shenyang part of China, northern part.
那后来呢，我随着父母就搬到了南方，到杭州。
So later on we moved down to a southern part of China.
那在那个时候，我奶奶经常写信来说，啊，你们要一家要去教会啊，也告诉我们那个教堂在哪里。
And so oftentimes my grandma write me in letters saying that you need to go to the church and tell us where the church is.
那我跟大家现在一定有一样的同感。我就觉得我刚来这里听的时候，觉得哎呀，这个人讲的真的挺奇怪的。
So perhaps you know I'm feeling the same way as you are right now.
什么耶稣啊
？That when you just came here, then you're talking about strange things.
是耶稣啊，基督啊，神啊，甚至重生啊，甚至我啥都不知道啊。
And about Jesus and God and born again, and I don't know nothing of these things.
那我真的不知道。
And I really didn't.
但是我知道一点。
But I did know one thing.
我坚信一点。
That if I stay firm.
他们讲的都是假的。
I can if I whatever they're saying is not true.
他们讲的都不科学。
Whatever they're saying is not unscientific.
虽然那时候我刚学化学，刚学物理。
So at that time I just started studying chemistry and physics.
因为我爸爸坐在这儿，他是化学家。
Because my dad is here, he's a physicist.
我像我
he's a chemist.
我爸是化学家，我也差不多小化学家。
So he's a chemist, so I also want to be a chemist.
那所以他讲的东西我基本上就是没听之前我就拒绝掉了。
And so whatever they said, before I even heard it, I refuted it.
特别是我那时候很年轻。
Especially then when I was very young.
来教会很不好玩。
And it's very boring to come to church.
坐好久。
You sit here for a long period of time.
那请大家忍耐一下，不要用手机啊。
Don't use your cell phone.
那我就是感觉跟着大家很像。
So I feel like we're very similar.
那当我高中的时候，我高二的时候。
When I got to high school.
那时候在国内高考啊，特别山东、什么福建、浙江那一带高考很难的。
So at that time, when you're studying and you're trying to graduate and you need to graduate test, graduation test is very difficult.
不是college entrance test.在我自己，所以呢，周末我们都在家好好读书的。
So on the weekends we're always studying at home.
应该说不是好好读书，是爸妈逼着我们要好好读书的。
And it's not that we like to study, but rather the parents forcing you to study.
那时候他们可以出去做一些什么要玩啊，去教会啊，我们在家念书。
So at that time the parents would go out, maybe meet their friends and do something leisurely, but we have to stay home and study.
那个大概是1987年或者88年。这个初春的时候，初冬的初春的时候
，and was around 1988, around in the springtime.
那天呢是刚下过雪。
At that time, it was just after snow.
大概是二月份。
Perhaps it's around February.
那刚下过杭州冬，刚下过雪雪之后，雪就马上就要化了。
And after it snows, the snow melts away quickly.
因为杭州那个天气很热。
Because the temperature in Hangzhou is very hot.
地上有雪。
When there's snow on the ground.
但是空温度呢，大概零上十度左右。
But the temperature is 10 degrees above zero.
那我们家有个四扇的一个大窗户。
So we had a very large window.
那我们就把那个窗户都打开。
So we opened all the windows.
让新鲜的空气可以进来。
So the fresh air can come in.
那个天气十分的暖和。
And the temperature is very warm.
那我父母呢，他从教会去了教会就回到家里了。
And so my parents, when they went to church and they came back home.
回到家里，那时候他们还没信主呢。
At that time, they were not believers yet.
但是他们有时候会去一下教堂。
But sometimes they would attend church.
回来的时候，我跟我姐就说：“哎呀，爸妈回来可以不做作业了，赶快做作业哦，爸妈回来了。”
So, you know, at that time we would say, you know, when our parents are home, we don't need to do our homework anymore. But she would say, you know, because they're home, we need to hurry up and do more homework.
因为我爸现在很对我很失望啊，现在。那赶快做作业，他回来哦，爸妈你回来了。
And then we do our homework and say, oh, you're home.
那去教会干嘛去了？
What did you go do at church?
哦，听讲道。
Oh,
讲什么了？
Heard the message and what did you hear?
那时候他们没有信主，所以他们没有讲出他们讲什么东西。
So at that time they were not believers, so they didn't really pay attention to what.
他说那些人跟世上讲话不一样。
They said that what they're talking about is different from the people of the world.
跟工作做报告也不太相同。
It's different from doing a report at work.
他们这个讲的话挺有哲理的。
And what they speak is very reasonable.
特别文雅。
It's very, very philosophical.
那我站在这里，我姐站在这里。
And so I'm standing here and my sister's standing over
there. 我爸妈站在这里。
My parents is over here.
那时候讲讲，突然间我姐眼泪流下来了。
And when they're talking, and then all of a sudden my sister started, had a couple of tears.
那边阳媚的阳光照进来。
And then so the sunshine is pouring in.
我姐就突然在这哭。
And she was crying.
我爸妈没讲任何感动人的事情。
And my parents didn't say anything that was touching.
我姐就开始哭。
And my sister started crying.
她哭的时候，她一边哭一边讲：“我干嘛哭啊？”
And she started crying and says, "Oh," and I was chuckling and said, "Why was she crying?"
那时候突然间，我里面有个声音对我们的一个，我觉得嘣一下。
So inside my heart, all of a sudden there was a little sound.
他说：“你可能以为里面的声音基本上这个意思是，你以为你认识的。”
And the sound perhaps is saying something of this sort that you know, you think you know what you believe in.
可能你什么都不知道。
But rather you don't know anything.
从那天开始，我里面被拨了一下。
So from that point, my heart seemed to be pricked.
我突然。觉得不能说我从前那个觉得信主是个宗教迷信这个观念去完全被摧垮了。
And so it completely pushed over, refuted my thought of that, you know, trusting the Lord just a religion, that whole concept.
但是我里面好像被开了一下。
But it seems as if my heart has been opened a little bit.
后来感谢主，慢慢的我们一起去教会。
Thank the Lord that later on we all attended church together.
听主的话
and heard His word.
到我大学一年级的时候，完全接受了主。
And in college, when I entered college, I finally came to know the Lord.
那天是美国的国庆日啊，那是但是我在国内啊。
So that day was July 4th, Independence Day here, but I was in China.
1990年7月4号。
It's 1990 in July 4th.
我跟我妈一起在杭州受洗啊。
So me and my mom were both baptized in Hangzhou.
那时候我父亲已经在美国。
At that time, my father was already in.
他大概半年之后，他也受洗归向主。
And half a year later, he was also baptized.
今天我们在这里，我们家是第四代啊，在这里信主，我的孩子也都是信主的。
So here today, my family is, you know, my children is the fourth generation who.Come to know the Lord.
今天有三代坐在这里。
And those three generations sitting here.
我们都可以证明神的恩典是真真实实的。
We can all testify that His grace is true.
因为神的国
，for His
kingdom 成了我们的家。
became our house.
神的家就是我们的国。
And His house is our kingdom.
神的国就成了我们余家的家。
And His kingdom became our余's house.
神的家就成了我们余家的。
And His house became the kingdom for us.
我们再翻到下一页。
Next slide.
尼哥底母问：“ 说怎么会有这样的事呢？
So Nicodemus asked, how can this possibly be?
这里面耶稣说你是以色列的先生，你还不明白吗？
You're an Israelite. How can you not understand?
难道你不知道重生不是你研究搞懂之后才能够接受的吗？
Is it this born again? Is it not something that you study and you come to know?
在地上任何一个孩子生出来是靠着孩子那个孩子的智慧，靠他的努力吗？
When a child is born, is it based upon his intelligence and his abilities?
生出来的婴儿有不同的体重。
And when a child infant is born, he has different there's different weights.
难道那个重的胖的孩子比那个轻的孩子努的力更大吗？
Is a child who was born heavier worked harder than the child who was lighter?
他更配做人吗？
Are they more should they be better people? Are they more worthy of being people?
他人的分量更多吗？
Do they have better understanding?
说你明你是以色列人先生，我们在座也都是有知识头脑的人。
And you're an Israelite rabbi and teacher. You know, we all have knowledge and we all understand.
你这都不懂吗？
And how can you not know this?
我们地上的生命不是靠着那个婴儿生出来的。
Our the life on earth is not the life is not based on a life of earth.
难道我们神的生命靠着我们自己能够得着吗？
Can we? Is it possible for us to receive God's life by our own abilities?
我可能大家不少人认识苏昭田小苏。
I think our brothers sister probably know our brother Sue.
他那个 Grace and Mercy 生出来的时候，加起来两磅半可能还不到。
And so when Grace and Mercy, when his twins were born, they're barely 2.5 pounds.
但是今天你看到他们的时候
，So today when you see them together,
你不会想到他出生的样子，也不会想到父母的辛苦。
And today you wouldn't think about how difficult it was when they were born.
你只会看到他这个生命多好玩，他们那么像，哎，我都分不出来。
And today, but you would admire how light they are and how cute they are.
重生，生命的成长就是自然的样子。
And to be born again, this life is a natural life.
风随着它的意思吹，
and
从哪里来到哪里去，你不知道也不需要知道。
Life will blow according to its own will. You don't know where it's coming from nor where it's going.
重点的你要得到风的好处和恩典。
The importance is that you receive the blessing of the wind.
重点是如果说外面刮风，很热的天，我还要穿棉袄，我不要这个风吹我。
The foolish thing is to say that it's windy outside and I need to wear the heavy coat because I don't want this wind to blow on me.
当救恩临到你的时候，完全是他的恩典，就像临到我一样，让你心里也会拨一下。
So when the grace comes upon you, when salvation comes upon you, just like on me, when your heart is pricked.
人的诞生不在乎这个婴孩的努力。
The born again is not based upon the struggles of the infant.
天父也是同样的，让他的儿女重生，也不在乎我们的努力，我们的知识。
And God also is not based upon our abilities to born again nor our skills.
耶稣在这说，尼哥底母啊，你是以色列的先生，你不明白这样的事情吗？
And Jesus said here, Nicodemus, you're a teacher in Israel. How could you not know?
耶稣也在这里同样问大家，你们都是做学问的。都是读过书的，都是有知识见识的。你现在明白这个事情了吗？
And Jesus is saying the same thing to you here, that you are all educated and knowledgeable, and how do you?
我们得救完全是上帝的恩典。
Our salvation is fully depend upon His grace.
你如何要得到这样的恩典呢？
How can you receive this grace?
就是要，或者说如何收到神的爱呢？
In other words, how do you receive God's love?
这个收到
to receive,
就是信心
It's based on your faith.
是个名词
It's a noun.
是英文是信心
And the English is faith.
中文是信心英文是 faith.、啊、那不是动词 相信
It's not a verb to believe.
那我很喜欢中国的文字
So I really enjoy the Chinese character.
因为信跟心永远是连在一起的，所以叫信心。
So in the character for faith is to believe and to also has a heart. So those two are linked.
所以中国人呢，得到上帝很多特别的恩典和祝福。
So the Chinese truly receive blessings from God.
让我们可以很清楚的理解、接受、明白。
So that we can clearly come to know and understand and receive.
我们得救、得生命，不在乎我们的头脑，不在乎我们的分析。
Our salvation is not dependent upon our knowledge or intelligence or how rational or critical we are.
不在乎我们努力。
It does not depend on how much we work.
而是完全神的恩典。
But it's purely based on God's grace.
让我们得着信心。
So that we can have faith.
信心与恩典和生命一样，全是从神那里来的。
Faith is the same as grace and life. It is all from God.
那我们如何得着信心呢？我们如何得到这个信呢？得到这个恩典呢？
How do we receive grace? How do we receive this faith?
生命的活水如何淋到流进我们的生命里面呢？
How does living water flows into us?
我神的灵通过什么能够唤醒我们的灵呢？
How can God's spirit come in and renew our spirit?
第十三节、十四节，我们一起读一下。
Let's read together verse 13 and 14.
除了从天降下仍旧在天的人子，没有人胜过天。摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来。
And no one has ascended into heaven but he that descended out of heaven, even the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so much of the Son of Man be lifted up.
这十三节、十四节，耶稣在说什么？
What is Jesus saying here in verse 13?
他说神的儿子。
He says the Son of God
必须降世为人。
The Son of God must descend out of heaven.
来到这个世上成为一个完全的人。
So that he can come to this earth and be a complete man.
他必须为我们受死。
And he must suffer and die for us.
担当我们一切人的罪和罪的刑罚。
And to so that we won't have to suffer the consequence of sin.
当我们心里干渴的人仰望他的时候。
So that those of us who thirst and that we gaze towards him.
救恩就临到了我们。
Salvation will come upon us.
我们的信心的内容就是耶稣基督，他的儿，耶稣基督神他的儿子。
The core of our faith is that Jesus Christ is who is the Son of God.
他必须为我们的罪钉在十字架上。
And that he must be crucified on the cross for
our sins. 他必须为我们受死。
And that he must die for our sins.
而且三天之后他复活。
And 3 days later he must.
以他复活的生命证明他就是神。
And by the resurrected life that.
他就是生命的主宰。
And that is he is the author of life.
他就是生命的活水源。
And that he is the source of the living water.
信他的可以永远不渴。
And that all those who trust in him will forever live.
没有人可以永远活着。
Will never thirst. No one can forever live.
即使有死过复活的人，他也还要再去世了。
Even those who are dead and who are born again dead, but they too will die.
只有耶稣基督为我们罪人钉在十字架上之后
，Only when Jesus Christ, when he is crucified on the cross,
他死了
，When he died,
他被埋葬
，When he has been buried.
三天之后，神的灵让他从死里复活。
And 3 days later, God causes his spirit to be.
他复活之后四天向许多的门徒显现
，and after that, for 4 days, he appeared to many disciples.
跟他们交谈，跟他们吃饭，跟他们说话
，and he fellowshiped with them, and he ate with them, and he visited them.
让他们的破碎的那个已经破灭那个信仰重新的再活起来
，so that their broken faith can be put together.
甚至他向500个弟兄同时的显现
，and even he appeared to 500.
他复活以后就不再死了
，and that after he resurrected, he
并且把他的生命要赐给。一切相信他的人。
But he will to give his life to all those who believe in him.
我们如何得到重生呢
？How can we receive? How can we be born again?
是因为耶稣基督他死，他为我们复活。
It's because he has died for us and that he has resurrected.
我们如何从水和圣灵生呢
？How can we be born again of the water and of the spirit?
是因为耶稣基督他为我们死，为我们复活。
It's because of his death.And his resurrection.
我们如何得救得赦免呢
how can we be saved?
是因为耶稣基督他为我们受死为我们复活
It's because of his death and of his resurrection.
我们今天如何得到信心可以相信接受这样的恩典呢
And today how do we have faith and receive his grace?
不是你的努力不是你搞清楚是因为耶稣基督已经为我们受死为我们复活
It's because today our Lord has suffer and die for us.
耶稣基督为我们受死为我们复活是我们回家的必经之路。
It is his death and resurrection is a path we must take.
是神给我们赏赐的必经之路。
It is a path that we must take to receive the grace of God.
是让神的国成为我们的家，神的家成为我们的国的必经之路。
And it's a path that we must take in order so that his house may be our kingdom and his kingdom may be our house.
下一页。
Next slide.
好、哦、我这里还没翻到、啊、那 第十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever believeth on him should not perish but have eternal life.
我不晓得这个世上你有谁愿意给别人付出而不受代价。
I don't know which one of you, which one of us on this world would be willing to give our life.
做了而不图报。
You want no return.
You
do
something you don't want to return.
Yeah. 那只有家里的人。Only
those who are in your family.
最明显的就是我们在地上的父母们。
The most obvious is perhaps our parents on earth.
为孩子们辛苦劳累。
That the parents are struggle for their children.
为了让他们成长成才。
So that they can be successful and have good opportunities.
他们不图报。
So they don't. Parents are not asking for.
因为对他们最大的赏赐就看到自己的儿女成长了。
Because the best reward for them is to see their children grow up.
成功了。
And to be successful.
那我们的天上的父也是同样的。
It is likewise for our Father in heaven.
他有世上又有谁愿意把他的儿子赏给别人，是为了让别人得到好处呢
？Who would be willing to give up their own children so that others may be, may do well?
如果我有个儿子啊
，I have a son。
如果让我的儿子受任何的损失，为了你们的话
，If I were to my son were to suffer for your sake，
就别做梦了。
Don't even think about it，
对不对？但是因为我对你的爱没有超过爱我儿子的爱，对不对
？Because my love for you does not exceed my love for my son。
特别是我们家好多代都单传，我单传，我儿子也是单传啊。
So I have many generations we're only the males.
所以我有感觉。
So I, you know, I have some feelings.
耶稣基督是神独生的爱子。
That Jesus is God's only begotten Son.
天父有多大的爱，说我要把我的爱子钉在十字架上，为了你们这群罪人死呢
？What love is this that He says that He will crucify His only begotten Son on the cross, so He may die that you may live?
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，就是神的爱。
And to even give his son for us is to his love.
为了什么？因为我们这群被造的人，这群有限的人，在走在一条灭亡的道路里面。
Because we who are created by him are walking on the path of destruction.
我们的信心是从神赏赐给我们的。
Our faith is something that God gives us.
我们能够接受、相信这件事情，神给你。作为你的选择
，and to he this is something that he gives you and gives you a choice.
神的恩典是他完全要给你的。
His grace is something that he will give you.
你接不接受这个恩典是你的选择。
Whether or not you want to receive that is your decision.
没有神的爱之前
，before there is before the love of God.
没有耶稣基督救赎之前
，before there is this love, before there is this Jesus salvation.
我们别无选择。
We have no other choice.
我们都知道人的寿数。很短。
We know that our life is very short.
你再这么养生，养到120岁，甚至180岁，你还是要过去。
No matter how well you take care of your body, you can perhaps live to 120 or 180. Even then, you must die.
如果我们的盼望只在今生这个肉身的里面
，If our hope is in our life today,
等我这一切结束之后
，Then after this life,
那就等于灭亡。
Then there is
烟消云散
，There is There's everything just disappears.
无可奈何。
There's nothing.
可怜又可惜。
And it's sad and it is pitiful.
耶稣基督为我们受死和复活。
And so Jesus died for us and resurrected for us.
把这个永远生命的选择权赏赐了给你。
And he gave you the choice to be so that you have a choice in terms of eternal.
你知道吗？我人的死亡是不由你来决定的。
Man's death is not something that you can decide.
你只能决定让它快一点。
The only thing you can do is decide that it may come quicker.
但是你不能选择你不死。
But you cannot decide on not to die.
但是耶稣基督把他的恩典赏赐给你。
But Jesus, when he gave us his grace.
你不选择永生，死亡是自然的，
if you
必然的。
If you do not choose life, eternal life, then death is a sure thing.
但是耶稣基督因着他的复活，他为我们受死，把这个永生的选择权赏赐给你，你要不要选择
Because of his death and resurrection, he gave us a choice to choose eternal life.
如果有这个选择的话，你要如何选择呢？
If you have this choice in front of you, how would you choose?
你不选择，
will you
还是要选择永生？
Abstain from this choice, or will you make a choice?
按照神的标准，人人都有罪。
According to God's standard, every man has sin.
不但有罪行，也有罪性。
Not only do we have sinful actions, but also.
如果你不相信自己是罪人的话，你扪心自问一下。
If you don't believe that you're a sinner, then you should ask yourself.
问问你自己的良心。
Ask your conscience.
你是不是所有都是凭良心做事的？
Have you always done according to your conscience?
如果你觉得你良心都无愧的话。
If you feel that your conscience is blameless.
问问你的爸妈。
Then maybe you can ask your parents.
问问你的妻子儿女。
Ask your wife or your spouse or your children.
你是不是一个 Mr. Perfect 或者 Mrs. Perfect？ 是完全那个这个无过的人。
Are you Mr. or Mrs. Perfect?
如果是你在人的标准上都有过的话，
If you have ever made a mistake even according to man's standards,
何况神的标准呢？
Then never mind God's standard.
所以我不用让大家证明大家是个罪人。
So I don't want everyone to prove that they're a sinner.
因为我就是个罪人。
Because I am a sinner.
我从前也是个罪人。
I was a sinner in the past.
今天也还是个罪人。
And today I am a sinner.
今天我不过是个蒙恩的罪人。
But today the only difference is that I'm a sinner.
神不再纪念我的罪过。
That God only remembers.
也从罪的权势里面把我释放出来。
My sinful acts, but today I've been freed from my sin.
那今天耶稣基督为我们受死，为我们复活。
And today our Lord Jesus, He died and resurrected for us.
这是一个释放令。
And this is an action of freedom.
让我们可以有选择。
It gives us a freedom of choice.
我们做罪的奴仆，陷在罪里面，你不需要选择的。
If you're a slave to sin, then you have no choice.
你也别无选择。
And nor do you have a choice.
今天神把因着他的恩典，把这个选择权赏给你了。
But today, by His grace, He has given you the ability to choose.
你愿不愿意选择得到自由？
Are you willing to choose freedom?
你愿不愿意选择脱离罪的权柄和权势？
Are you willing to choose to be freed from sin, the powers of sin, and the consequences of sin?
这个选择权在乎你。
And this choice, this decision is completely yours.
神已经做成他的恩典。
God has already fulfilled His.
也把这个信，这个恩典放在你的面前。
And He has also taken this grace and placed before you.
你选择还是不做任何的选择？
Will you make a choice or will you abstain from this choice?
罪就像一个死亡的一个毒钩来勾着我们。
Sin is like a poison hook that's latched onto us.
不光是把人囚禁在死亡和这个绝望的里面。
Not only does it keep us in death, but also in hopelessness.
如果你看这个世界大到国际国家。
If you look at the world as a whole, there's these countries.
小到家庭个人。
If you look at this world, the bigger ones are the countries, nations, but the smaller ones are the families and individuals.
哪里没有罪？
Where is there no sin?
这个世界不是在一个罪恶的里面吗？
Is this world not just dwelling in sin?
如果今天神审判这个世界的话，你觉得不公平吗？
If today God were to judge this world, do you think it's unfair?
我觉得很公平。
I feel it's very justified.
只是神怜悯，他愿意把恩典赏赐给我们。
But it is by His grace that He's willing to give His grace to us.
他不愿意定人的罪。
He is not willing to condemn man's sin.
而是释放人。
But to forgive man, free man.
罪的刑罚是那永远的刑罚。
The consequence, the judgment upon sin is an eternal.
远超过、厉害过我们肉体的过去和死亡。
It far exceeds, it's far greater than what we're able to endure.
如果我们落在那个刑罚里面，就是我们的灵魂在永远的里面要受地狱火的煎熬。
If our soul was to fall upon this eternal judgment,
那个地狱不是为神所造的尊贵的人预备的。
That place is not a place that God created for His people.
不是为神的儿女们所预备的。
It is not prepared for His children.
那个地狱是一个监狱，是为那个魔鬼撒旦、那个魔鬼鬼魔来预备的。
It is a prison for Satan. It is a prison for those who do not belong to Him.
那在我们没有耶稣基督的恩典之前
，Before we have His grace，
我们是别无选择的。
We have no choice.
今天神把这个选择权给你。
But today God gave you this choice.
说你要不要选择得到永生？脱离那个永远的刑罚。
Do you want a choice to be able to be free from this judgment?
因为我的儿子已经为你受死，为你复活。
Because my son has already been crucified, die for you.
你要如何选择？
And resurrected.
你要不要选？
How would you choose?
你要不要选择永生和永远的祝福呢？
Will you pick eternal blessing, eternal life?
还是你要拒绝这个爱？
Or will you reject?
不做任何的选择。
And not do any, make any decision.
有人说干嘛要有地狱啊？多伤感情。
And some people says, why is there hell?
没地狱不就没问题了吗？
If there's no hell, then there's no problem.
当然是你们刚刚我讲的永生和罪的问题还没有解决，对不对？
But of course, we talked about before that if you're still under sin.
但是如果这个我们神就网开一面，遮一眼，睁眼闭眼就好了嘛。
Why can't God just open one eye and close the other?
那如果我问大家同样一个问题。
If we have this question,
一个地上的问题。
This question on earth.
如果现在美国把所有的监狱全部关掉，所有的罪犯全部放出来，你的感觉会怎么样？
If today, if the, this country just opens up all the, close all the, down all the prisons and freeze all the prisoners, criminals, what would you feel?
神预备永远刑罚，这个地狱是必要的。
And God determined, decided on this eternal judgment for these.For that is necessary.
如果魔鬼不被神的被在地狱里面被关起来的话，在人永远得不到永远的自由和释放。
If Satan is not locked up forever, then man will never have a freedom and choice.
永远不得不到真正的自由和幸福。
And man will never receive a free eternal freedom and also joy.
神没有废去地狱。
God did not take away hell.
神用他的儿子耶稣基督的宝血。
God used the blood of his son Jesus Christ.
借着他的死和复活。
And by his son, by his death and resurrection.
废去了去地狱的审判令。
And he took away this judgment that for to hell.
他用他的儿子的宝血，用印在这个审判令上。
And he took his the son, the blood of his son, and placed a stamp upon.
他说：“凡相信的就得到永远的生命。”
And he says, "All those who believe will receive eternal life."
凡相信的就从地狱中释放到永远的刑罚。
And all those who believe will never have to suffer this judgment.
在两千年前，耶稣基督为我们钉在十字架上。
And 2,000 years ago, Jesus was crucified on the
cross. 神借着这个已经把这个印在了这个释放令上。
And he already took that blood and placed upon this place a seal.
今天他摆在你的面前。
And he takes this and places before you.
我们的选择去相信接受。
Our choice is to pick to believe and to receive.
就是在这个释放令上签上你的名字。
And this is a pardon, and the pardon, all you need to do is go and sign your name.
你今天要不要做这样的选择？
And do you need to make this choice today?
什么是选择？
What is this choice?
就是相信接受他的恩典。
And this choice is to trust and believe in His grace.
让他那个生命的活水流到你的里面。
So that His living water can flow into you.
让那赦罪的恩典临到你。
So that His grace can flow into you.
让他那个生命的永远的平安让你得着。
And the eternal peace from his life may be in you.
在这个世上，如果你看一些新闻的话，实在让你里面十分的震惊和痛苦。
And if you look at the news today, there are many, many news that probably cause you to be shocked or to be feel sad.
前段时间我太太给我一个新闻。
And the other day, my wife showed me this news.
她说在国内有一个年轻的妈妈。
So it says in China there was this mother.
生了一个孩子
had a child,
不知道怎么带孩子
and don't know what happened.
那就叫他的公婆一起来帮他带
and asked her in-laws to help her.
觉得这个公婆带的也还不够好
and feels that the in-laws weren't doing a good job.
在外面再找个保姆一起带
and also found a nanny to also help.
他自己也把工作辞掉一起带这个孩子
she also gave up her job to take care of the child.
我这个孩子实在是在一个四个爱心的保护的里面
and so this child is living in the love of these four people.
他应该是很幸福的
the child should be very, very happy.
但是你发觉人与人在一起的时候
But you'll find out when there are people, when people are with other people,
就出现了许多许多的问题。
There will be a lot of conflicts arise.
因为这个孩子，大家都爱这个孩子。
Because everyone loves this child.
他们之间就争闹。
And they argue.
都到甚至到她丈夫那里说评评理。
And they even go to the husband and say, ask him to be involved.
那个丈夫在外面要供养这么多人供这个孩子，他当然要很辛苦的工作。
And so the husband needs to work.Very hard to pay for all of this.
他辛苦工作一天回到家里，大家都在吵。
And when he worked hard and he goes home and everyone's arguing.
他最好不回家。
And so he doesn't want to go home anymore.
那他就在外面更辛苦的工作，跟他的同事一起交际。
And so he works harder outside and socializes with friends.
有一天他回家的时候
，and one day he goes home.
他的手机里面，他太太看检查他的手机。
And so his wife was checking out his cell phone.
看那里面有其他一些的女士对他一些暧昧的照片和一些的微信。
And so she finds pictures from other women in his phone.
他整个的心灵就破碎了。
And she was heartbroken.
他再也没有希望了。
And she was without hope.
他说某某，我要让你后悔。
And she says, "I want you to regret it."
带着孩子跳楼就下去。
And she took her child and jumped off the building.
这是多可怜的事情。
How sad this is this?
那如果有耶稣基督的恩典在他家里，他的生命一定不是这样子的。
If there was Jesus, the grace of Jesus in the family, then I'm sure I can be sure that this will not be the outcome.
你这件事情不要觉得只能会发生别的人家里面。
Don't feel that this is something that will only happen to other people.
很有可能发生在你的家里面。
It is very possible that it can happen in your family.
可能很有可能发生在你的婚姻的里面。
And perhaps it will happen in your marriage.
不要觉得不可能的事情。
Don't feel that it is impossible.
你需要耶稣基督恩典的拯救。
You need the grace of Jesus, his salvation.
我的奶奶，她37岁的时候就守寡。
My grandma, when she was 37, she became a widow.
她带了五个孩子。
And she brought up 5 children.
那在50年代的时候，那是国家是我们中国是轰轰烈烈闹革命的时候。
In the 50s, that was a very tumultuous time.
有各样的这个激潮，各样的心情。
There were a lot of different kind of struggles and a lot of different arguments and different things happening.
那我奶奶所住的地方是一个在沈阳一个平房的地方。
So my grandma lived in an area where there were one-story building flats.
不是一个很好的区域。
It was not a very good area.
那在我们街坊邻居，如果是在工厂里做工人的，就是一个高尚的职业。
So for the people on the street, if you worked in the factory as a worker, that's already pretty well off.
大部分都是纺鞋的，这个做小买卖的，我奶奶的职业是边框的。
So at that time, most of the people are just labor that they, you know, do small business or do different manual things. And my grandma was a basket weaver.
修鞋的，补车胎的，就是这样的小
生意。And those people were fixing their shoes or fixing flat tires.
那所有的年轻人都在外面在闹，在参加一些很热闹的事情。
And the youth of the time were all participating in some exciting things at that time.
但是我奶奶她是信主的人。
But my grandma was a believer.
她觉得我的孩子需要有知识。
And she felt that her children needed knowledge.
那他就把我爸现在坐在这里啊，他说你要回家读书。
And she sent my dad says you need to stay home and study.
那开始我爸也不愿意。
At the beginning, my dad.
慢慢他大概14-15岁的时候，他的灵开窍了。
Eventually, when he was 14-15, he waken up.
他就好好的在家读书。
And he finally figured out that he needs to study.
因为这个故事是我小的时候我奶奶讲给我的。
So of course, this story is something that my grandma told me when I was.
那他说你知道我们的街坊邻居一到我们家里的时候。
So they when the neighbors when they went to their house.
看到你的儿子没在外面玩。
And when they saw that your son was not outside by.
在家里堆了一堆书。
And was at home studying the.
那时候还没有灯，是个油灯。
At that time there were no electricity. It was just.
你家跟个坟圈子一样。
And it's like a graveyard.
但是呢，让人跌到眼镜的时候是。
But that which opened up people's eyes.
当考大学的时候，我爸考上了中国最好的大学，北京大学。
So when my dad went to apply for take the college examination, he got to the best college.
当我1979年左右离开那个街坊的时候
1979 when I left that row of houses.
那时候还是平房，没有盖成楼房。
At that time, there were still flats.
我爸是唯一一直到1979年上过大学的人。
And my dad was the only one that went to university in 1979 out of everyone there.
一个寡妇
，a widow，
让他的孩子能够上最好的大学。
Can help her son get to the best university.
不是他自己的力量。
It's not something. It's not that something she's able.
因为他里面有主一个巨大的力量在他的里面。
Because there's the power of God in her.
这是主的恩典。
And this is God's grace.
可能在座的说，当时的人都很厉害。
And perhaps people would say, oh, back then people were also all very hardworking.
现在的人都十分的软弱。
And people here are just very weak.
这种事情在现在不可能发生了。
And that's something that's impossible to happen here today.
我跟你说，这样的事情就在我们聚会的地方就在发生。
And I would say that today this is something that's happening today.
在我们基督徒信主之后，不是一帆风顺。
And for the believers today, it's not smooth sailing.
可能家里面有很多重大的事情发生在我们的身上。
Perhaps in your family there will be significant events that are happening.
当今年我看这个大学毕业回来的孩子们的时候。
And today when I see the youth that came back from college.
高中快要毕业的孩子们的时候。
Or even the youth that are graduating high school.
看到都是主的恩典在他们身上。
And we see God's grace in their life.
这些人呢，有几家里面他们受到极大的痛苦。
And in their family there were struggles.
但是从这些孩子的脸上，你看不见那个痛苦，那个艰辛的表情。
But from their face you don't see any struggle or sadness.
而是满了主耶稣基督的爱。
But it's full of God's love.
满了主耶稣的祝福在他们身上。
And full of God's blessing.
我自己在2015年那年是我人生里面最痛苦最艰辛的一年。
So 2015 was the hardest and the most painful year of my life.
你知道在这个世代，无论你是信主的也好，没有信主的也好。
So today, whether you're a believer or not.
如果无论你是年纪多大或者年纪多轻，甚至很小的时候。
No matter how old or young you are.
这个抑郁症 ，depression.
This depression.
慢慢的侵蚀在人的生命的里面。
Depression slowly creeps into your life.
你发觉这个世代，它的步伐快到一个地步，让你没办法跟得上。
And this, you feel that society today, this world, you just cannot keep up.
虽然你有吃有喝有车有房，但是这个压力，你觉得这个压力是你没法承受的。
And today, although we have food on the table, we have clothes to wear and place to live, and everything and cars, but there's so much pressure.
虽然你没有任何痛苦的理由，因为能吃饱喝足。
There's no reason for you to suffer because you can feel you can be you don't have to be hungry.
但是你的心情是十分的不好。
But your feelings, you're just struggling.
慢慢的到了一个地步，你的荷尔蒙分泌都会失调。
To a point where perhaps you would disrupt your hormonal balance.
多年前，在我们一个弟兄比我高大的很多，他就。在患这个抑郁症。
And so there was a brother from years ago that he's much bigger than me, but he would suffer depression.
在那个后院，在那个小房间里，我们为他祷告，让他信耶稣。
And so we're praying in the room back there for him to become a believer.
刚来的时候，他那个胳膊很粗。
When he came, he had a lot of.
因为他实在是很一个很健壮的人。
He was a very well, he was a big individual.
但是他一点力量都没有。
But he was so weak.
他的手是这样子的。
His hand was shaking. His arms were shaking.
我就抓着他的手为他祷告。
And I had to grab hold of his arm to pray for him.
慢慢他就得救了。
And
他手也不抖。
Soon after he came to know the Lord, he stopped shaking.
2015年的时候。
In 2015.
我自己经历个有一天我给一个朋友打电话。
One day I called my friend.
我说他叫 Andrew. 我说 Andrew 啊，我刚刚发生一个很奇怪的一个事情。
And I said, Andrew, I had something very strange happen to me.
他说什么事情呢？
And he says, what?
我说我当时觉得有大概五秒钟到十秒钟的时间，我头脑中所有的神经就像这个高压电在冲过一样，整个头脑就像你好像看到那些电花和火花在我头脑里。
And so for about five to ten seconds, I had so all the senses in my brain seemed to be overflowing. It seems to be like electric arcs jumping over my head.
整个我觉得之后头就十分的疼痛。
And so after that, I had tremendous headache.
虽然刚吃过早餐
，although I just had my breakfast，
但是身体突然一点力气都没有。
And but all of a sudden I feel like I have no energy.
我那个朋友刚好打电话给我，我就跟他讲了我的现象。
So the friend was just calling me and I shared with him.
他说，很多年前我在那个《纽约时报》工作的时候。
He said many years ago when I was working in New York Times.
我也经过这样的。
I also had this experience.
跟你几乎完全一样。
And as if exactly the same as your experience.
让我三年没有办法去工作。
And it caused me to have 3 years unable to go and work.
他那个 claim disability for 3 years. 那三年他就送那个保险，那种 disabled 的保险。那 我听了之后我就十分的害怕，我说完了。
So when I heard this, I was scared and I said, that's a big problem.
但是工作十分的忙碌。
But work was still very busy.
我有一些很好的朋友亲戚，让我们关系亮了红灯。
And so good friends and family,
we have a red light. Yeah, we have some problem.
Yeah. Okay.
那圣经上说，有一首诗歌叫“亲或弃我，友或离我，来到耶稣面前求。”
So is this is it him or
is it him?
And it's him. It says that if when things befall upon me, that we go to the Lord and ask and see.
那真是我觉得亲弃我，友离了我。
Also, when this is when I feel as if it's family has left me and friends has also left me.
我来到耶稣基督面前求的时候，好像听不到他的声音。
When I came to Jesus and asked, I feel as if I can't hear his voice.
之后不久，我们家地下室也淹水了。
And later, soon after, our basement also flooded.
整个天花板都掉下来了。
And the ceiling all came down.
那个石棉挂在这里。
And the drywalls were just hanging.
我看到的时候。
When I saw it.
水在滴的时候。
When I saw the water dripping.
我觉得 that's my life. 这就是我的人生。那但是神给我一个特别奇妙的医治的方法。
But God gave me, but God healed me in a very amazing way.
在那年四月份的时候，我认识了一个朋友。
Around April of that year, I came to know him.
我认识他很久的时间。
I know him for a long time.
因为我是一个网球俱乐部的。
Because I'm in a tennis club.
在一年前，我们传福音的时候，他也坐在我们当中。
A year ago, that when I was sharing the gospel, he was also sitting amongst us.
他叫 Max.
And his name is Max.
那我们只是平时打打球而已。
And regularly we just play the tennis.
到四月份的时候，我们有一天只有我们两个去那个球场。
And in April there was only two of us on the court.
我们就有一些交通。
And so we had some sharing.
啊，他就讲了，哎呀，我现在失业了。
And he says, I lost my job recently.
我几年前我也离婚了。
And several years ago I also got a divorce.
哎，我觉得真的很没有希望。
And I really truly feel hopeless.
那我跟他真是像同病相怜一样。
And as if we are having in the same circumstance.
但是基督徒都很会装。
But Christians can pretend sometimes.
那你受苦你看不见的，你看不到。
When a Christian is suffering, perhaps you may not be able to see it.
比如说我现在在很大的难处里面，我在这儿讲的滔滔不绝，头头是道，你不知道。
Perhaps I'm in a very difficult circumstance and I'm sharing with you, but you would not know.
那我当然说你要信耶稣。
But I said to him that you need to come to the Lord.
那怎么信耶稣呢？我说。我们一周喝一次咖啡吧。
And he says, "How do you come to know the Lord?" And I said, "Well, we can, you know, have coffee once a week."
那我们谈一谈。
And we can just chat.
那每周四早晨，我们就每次他也没事上没事，我就一早去到我们那个咖啡厅就见他，我们一起喝咖啡。
So every Thursday morning, you know, we would go and meet up and grab coffee.
我们讲也没有讲多，讲给他讲到没有讲到、啊。
We didn't really talk about the gospel.
那慢慢的时候，我说他真的找工作找得很辛苦。
And it was truly a struggle for him to find another job.
他跟我说我要可以做这个，我可以做那个，我这可以做，我觉得什么道路都可以走。
And he says I can do this or that, and there's so many ways and paths for me to take.
我想你们现在读书毕业之后找工作的时候，可能你也会面对这样的问题。
Perhaps when you're just recent graduate, you will not be facing with this.
你觉得你什么都可以做
？You feel that you can do everything.
确实呢，没人一个人要你。
But there's nothing. No one's asking. No
one. 你什么都可以做。
But you can do everything.
却做什么都不行。
But nothing is really working out for you.
你可以说我证明给你们看。
He says I can prove myself to you.
但是说别人说不需要你来证明。
And other people say I don't need you to prove.
这个世上没有神的恩典白白给你的。
In this world, there's no grace freely given to you.
你要去赚取任何你劳碌得着的那些钱，你还要去求人呢。
You need to work hard for the money you make, and you need to plead. You need to ask others.
只有主耶稣要把他这个白白的念给你。
You need to beg others to give in this world.
但是有的时候我们觉得
freely,
我不努力，这个不值得珍惜。
But perhaps sometimes you say, if I'm not working hard for this, I don't feel this is worth. This is worthy.
那我跟那个朋友说，我说这样好了，这一周的时间，你不要发任何的履历。
So then I said to him for a period of time, just not send out any resumes.
一周有七天。
There's 7 days in a week.
约书亚记有二十八节。二十四节不二十八，二十四章。二十四章，约书亚与迦勒。
Joshua has 24 chapters.
那每天你读四章。
If you read 4 chapters a day.
第七天的时候，你把整个全部读完。
And last day you can read the rest of the book.
就像以色列人在绕着城绕着走六天，第七天的时候呐喊城就塌了一样。
Just like the Israelites surrounding the city of Jericho, you circle around seven times, and the last time, the walking down.
我说你敢不敢接受这个挑战？
Will you take up this challenge?
我跟你一起读。
I can read it with you too.
那我们那周就开始读，一起读圣经。
And that week we started to read the book together.
那到第七天的时候，真的把那个全部读完一遍。
And on the seventh day, he did finish the whole book.
他后来写短信给我。
And later on, he sent me a message.
说我读完了，我还没找到工作。
He says, I finished it, but I still haven't found my job yet.
但是我这个人不一样了。
He says, but my life is different.
因为
but I am different.
因为神的话就是生命。
Because God's word is life.
我说好，我们接着读圣经。
And he says, then we can
我们从创世纪开始读。
Let's start with Genesis.
我们就开始读完创世纪。
And so we read Genesis.
读完创世纪，我们读约翰福音。
And then we read John, Gospel John.
我读完约翰福音，读使徒行传。
And after John, we read the book of the Acts.
读完使徒行传，我说这耶诗篇和箴言，我们一样读一天读一章。
And after that, we said, let us read one Psalm and one proverb a day.
到九月份的时候，他就找到工作了。
And until September that year, he found a job.
同样的，我的这个抑郁症的那个现象完全没有。
And towards the end, I'm no longer depressed.
圣经上说，施比受更为有福。
And the Bible says that to give is better to give than receive.
我们拿什么能够给别人呢？
What can we take to give to others?
是我云奎有什么力量能够给人吗？
What power, what strength do I have to give to others?
我没有任何的东西。
I have nothing to give.
只有天上的活水流到我的身上。
Only when the heavenly living water flows into me.
让我里面得到医治，得到救赎。
So that within I may be healed and I may be saved.
让我的朋友也得到救赎。
So that my friend may too be saved.
九月份他找到了工作，一年之后。
So in September he found a job.
就差不多这个的时候。
It's around approximately this time.
是高中毕业典礼的时候。
It's a high school graduation.
有一天我们去喝咖啡。
One day we went to have coffee.
那早晨他含着眼泪跟我说。
In the morning he was holding back his tears and he told me.
他说你知道吗？我的大女儿要毕业了。
He says my eldest daughter is graduating.
他收到了这个约请参加他毕业典礼的四张票。
And so he got the four tickets to the graduation.
他发给了我一个短信。
And he sent a message to me.
他说我在某时某日某时要毕业典礼，有四张票。
And so she said I'm graduating in this day and time. There's four tickets.
但是老爸你
，as a dad,
you are not invited. 你不准来。为什么？他女儿14岁的时候，他的婚变，他离开了他的家庭。
So the reason is because when her daughter was 14 years old, the father had an issue with her marriage and left.
他那天来到我的面前一起喝咖啡的时候。
So that day when he came, we had coffee.
他的眼睛是红的。
His eyes were red.
他是一个比我高比我壮的一个意大利人。
He's bigger and stronger. He's an Italian.
那他的那么软弱，那么的无助。
And he was so weak and helpless.
那我说。我们一起祷告。
And he says, "Let's pray."
你要为你的女儿祷告。
You need to pray for your daughter.
第一个，你要原谅她，你要赦免她。
And first, you need to forgive her.
因为你先得罪了她。
Because you wronged her.
她里面记恨是不应该的，但是她的记恨是有理由的。
And there's her hate is incorrect, but there's a reason for that.
你要不要写 email？ 我说不要用电脑打字，你要写一封，用你的亲笔写一封信给她。
So don't type it up, don't write an email on the computer, but write it with your own hand.
不要把你的里面那些苦毒写出来。
And don't write the bitterness that you have.
写出你多爱她。
But tell her how much you love her.
你看到她成长，你是多么的开心。
And tell her how happy you are to see her grow up.
不要流露出任何里面的苦闷和苦毒。
Don't show any resentment or bitterness.
你写封信给她，并送个花给她。
And write a letter to her and send her some flowers.
那他说我回去祷告。
He says I'll go home and pray.
那他回家的时候，他说我后来发个短信给我说，我现在有个主意了。
And so when he said, so on his way home, he sent a message saying, I have an idea now.
我不光要写这封信
，Not only will I write this letter,
我要在我家里举行一个小型的毕业典礼。
I'm going to host a small graduation party.
让我的女儿和我的其他两个孩子一起来参加。
So that my daughter and my other two other children come together.
虽然她可能来这里只是需要想得到一些钱,
and perhaps when she comes, she may want some money.
但是看到他们, 我就心里就心满意足了。
But all I wanted to do is to see them.
她的女儿后来上了, 附近的一个大学。
So his daughter later went on to a college nearby.
今年6月2号的时候,
so today in June 2nd of this year,
在, 叫 MPAC, 叫 Moya, Moya, 我搞不清楚啊, 一个 Morristown 的一个 Performance Center,
NJPAC and
MPAC, yeah, Morristown Performance Center. 那他的女儿被选上是五十个年轻的表演艺术家。
So his daughter was picked out as one of the 50 performing artists.
是一个 专业程度的表演。
It was a professional level of performance.
这个表演是一个美国一个经典的一个现代剧。
It was performing a cultural, a modern play.
Modern classic. 叫 West Side Story, 西部的故事。
So, West Side Story.
Yeah. 那他的女儿被选上了是当女主角。
And his daughter was picked as the female lead.
因为他的是一个歌舞剧, 他的喉咙十分的美妙。
Because it was a musical, so
有他爸爸那个大意大利的一个血统,
so she could sing really well. So
他的爸爸收到了一张入场票,
and so her dad received a opening ticket.
就在今年6月2日,
so it was on June of this year.
June 2nd this year. 那他当他去了之后回来的时候发了很多在网上发了很多的东西给我。
So when he came back, he sent a lot of things on the wall.
他说那个掌声让整个的天花板都爆炸了。
And he said that there was so much cheering that it was so loud.
这是主给我们的恩典。
So this is the grace that God gives to us.
那我想我讲的有点超时了，我们再看最后一页。
I think I'm running over in time, but let's look at the next slide.
他的救恩诚然与敬畏他的人相近，叫荣耀住在我们的地上，慈爱和诚实彼此相遇，公义和平安彼此相称。诚实从地而生，公义从天而现。
Surely his salvation near to those who fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Loving kindness and truth have met together, righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth springs from the earth, and righteousness looks down from heaven.
这首诗是一个回家的人在路上写的诗。
This is a psalm that was written by someone who is turning home.
那当以色列人被神处罚，被掳到巴比伦70年。
So when the Israelites, when they're judged by God, when they're sent to taken captive to Babylon for 70 years.
巴比伦王国灭亡了。
And after the kingdom of Babylon dissolved.
在一个波斯的王国的这个权势下。
And it later became under the power of the Persian Empire.
他们允许回到家里重建家园。
And under the Persian Empire, they were allowed to return home.
当他们回家的时候,
and after when they're on their way to home,
他说这我们像做梦一样。
And they say, it is as if we're in a dream.
因为我们国家已经亡了。
Because our nation is also has ended.
如何再次建起来是不可能的事情。
But before, this is something that's impossible in the time that's
to come. 神按照他的宝贵的应许说，你他的国又允许重新建立起来。
But God has allowed His kingdom to be rebuilt.
他们回家路上就唱这首歌。
And so God allowed this, and on their way,
想起神那诚实的救恩。
And they thought of his trustworthiness.
如何临到那敬畏他的人。
And how his salvation befalls upon those who trust him.
真实和慈爱。
And speaks of his loving kindness and truth.
因着他的公义, 我们得到了平安。
And because of his righteousness, that peace befalls upon the people.
诚实从地而生。
And truth springs from the earth.
公义从天而降。
And righteousness befalls upon heaven.
你知道他们为什么要回去吗?
And do you know why they must return?
当然是主怜悯他们。
Of course, it's by the grace of God.
如果是按我们的信仰的观点上,
if it is according to our beliefs,
他们回去的唯一的原因,
the only reason for them to return,
就是耶稣基督必须要降生在以色列人的地方,
is because Jesus Christ must be born in the nation of Israel.
耶稣基督神的儿子必须要来到这个世上,
and our Lord Jesus Christ must come to this place,
生在以色列那个土地的里面,
must be born in the land of Israel,
为我们受死, 为我们复活,
must be crucified and resurrected for us.
几百年之后，耶稣真的来了。
And hundreds of years later, Jesus came.
他成为历史人类历史的划分线。
He became the central focus of all history.
那今天我们在这个历史的长河的里面。
And so today we're in the long river of history.
他已经来把这救恩赏赐给我们。
And today he has also already given to us.
以色列人是神特别的选民。
The Israelites are the Jews are his special chosen people.
是一个多灾多难的一个民族。
And it's a group of people who suffered and endured much.
我们中国人也是一个神特别的一个选民。
And we Chinese also chosen.
也是一个多灾多难的民族。
And also a group of people that also suffered and endured.
以色列人那么小的地方，好像在整个历史都整个人的历史都在为他在转。
And that nation is so small, but it seems that the entire history is just. Just circling around it.
那我们中国人呢是这么多的人
But we Chinese, there are so many
是最多的人
The most populous
也是神最祝福的人
But also the people that God
你可以今天我们中国人可以在美国这个大地上像中国人像美国人传讲他的恩典
So today we can be here and we can share the gospel of both Americans and also Chinese
这就是主给我们的祝福
And this is a blessing that God has given to us
1948年
In 1948
在这之前，我在讲在这之前，当耶稣基督被犹太人这些以回家的以色列钉在十字架上的时候
，So when Jesus was crucified on the cross by his countrymen，
他说他的血归在我和我的子孙的身上
，And they said that the blood shall be upon our children，
钉他的血归在我和我们子孙的身上
，The people who crucified him said that。His blood shall be upon their children.
这句话是不得了的话。
And this is such a tremendous statement.
主后七十年的时候。
And 70 years later.
他们整个以色列国家再一次灭亡。
And the Israel nation was once again destroyed.
分散在全世界的地方。
And people are scattered across all nations.
当在二战的时候。
And so in World War II.
死的最多的人民族就是以色列人和中国人。
And the people who died the most were the Jews and the Chinese.
那希特勒要灭亡世上所有的犹太人。
And Hitler, the Nazis wanted to destroy all Jews.
但是犹太人没有被灭亡。
But they were not destroyed.
他自己灭亡的。
They were not destroyed. But
Hitler was.
But Hitler was destroyed.
Yeah. 那1948年的时候，以色列人再一次的建国。
So in 1948, again the nation of Israel was rebuilt.
我们中国呢
？What about China?
我们中国从宋朝之后
，So after the Song Dynasty
就被外国侵略占领。
It was basically taken over by foreign nations，
变成一个元朝。
And became I guess,
之后明朝汉人又建立了明朝。
And afterwards you have the Ming Dynasty，
之后又被外籍清朝把取代。
And also replaced by the Qing Dynasty。
1911年的时候，民国建立。
And 1911, the I guess the Ming.
Republic of China.
Oh, the Republic of China.
那但是西方的列强就在中国的大地上。
But it was during that time. It was the European nations were.
中国有国无实。
The Chinese had a nation, but didn't really have any.
可能我们有不同的政治的观点，但是1949年，就是以色列建国第二年之后，中国。变成了一个 sovereign nation.
So in 1949, a year after the Israel nation, Chinese also became a sovereign nation.
所以1948年、1949年只有两年，一年之分的时间。
And this one year difference between 48 and 49.
所以好像我们中国人的命运跟以色列命运在一个命运的线上一样。
And so as if our the life of the Chinese and the fate of the Chinese and all the Jews are.
不是说我们有一个必然的相互的关系。
It is not that we have such a close intimate relationship.
而是神的恩典写在我们的人的历史上。
But it is God's grace that's written in the history of man.
明年是2018年。
Next year is 2018.
2018年是以色列建国七十年。
And 2018 is the 70 years of Israel nation.
如果在世界上的话，这叫白金禧年 ，Platinum Jubilee.
This is the Platinum Jubilee year.
Yeah. 所以世界往哪里去走
？Well, which direction is the world?
这个世界的动向在哪里
？What is the direction of the world?
你可能摸不着。
Perhaps you cannot.
我们基督徒有个很确定的把握。
But we Christians have firmly believed.
我们生活、动作、存留都在乎他。
We, our life, our movement, our actions, and our life,
everything is a sign. 人回家唱这首歌的时候是等待弥赛亚第一次的降临。
And when they return home, they're waiting for the first coming of the Messiah.
今天我们在这里歌唱传道，让你信耶稣的时候再等弥赛亚第二次的来临。
And here we sing hymns and praise and share is for his second.
这个世界去哪里你是不知道的，但是我们知道我们的主必然要来。
We don't know where the world is going tomorrow.
要把这个极荣耀、极丰富的恩典赏赐给我们。
And for he will surely give us an abundant grace.
在座的。
So those were.
他要把他的国成为你的家。
He wants his kingdom to be your house.
让你的家成为他的国。
And your house to be his kingdom.
他的恩典已经做成。
And his grace has already come fulfilled.
选择在乎在你的身上。
But the decision is yours.
你要不要
？Do you want it?
你要不要选择他？拒绝这样的恩典和选择。
Or do you want to reject this grace and salvation?
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣。
Gracious Lord.
我们感谢你的恩典。
We thank you for your grace.
你实在爱我们。
For you loved us.
你也愿意祝福我们。
And you bless us.
我们把一切的颂赞荣耀都归给你。
We give all praise and worship to you.
主啊，我们也只是为在座的每一个就是朋友们，为他们灵魂在主面前祈求。
And we want to pray for all those friends who are sitting here.
主啊，愿你的恩典更多的临到他。
May your grace be fallen upon them more.
就像开始他在主面前祷告的时候一样。
As just like when we started and we prayed.
他们要听见你，要看见你，要认识你。
That we want to see you and want to hear you, want to come to know.
主啊，求你把这个恩典赏赐给他们。
Lord, please give your grace to them.
主啊，承认你已经给了他这个恩典，因为你为我们的死，为我们受死，为我们复活。
For you have already given us this grace because
你把那个永生的活水的生命赏赐给我们。
And you have given to us your eternal living water.
把那永生的灵赏赐给我们。
And give us your eternal spirit.
让神的家成为我们的国。
So that your king, your house may become our kingdom.
让神的国成为我们的家。
And that your kingdom may be our house.
这是你给我们何等的恩典和祝福。
And what grace this is that you have given to us.
在座的，如果你愿意接受这样的恩典的话，请你把手举起来。
Here, if you're sitting here, you're willing to receive.
感谢主，请放下。谁还有没有愿意接受主的？感谢主，请放下。还有没有愿意接受主的恩典的？感谢主，请放下。主爱你们。
Lord loves you.
今天是父亲节。
And today is the
我们在天上的父要约请你回到他的家里面。
And our heavenly father welcomes you and invites you to return to his heavenly home.
孩子，请你不要拒绝。
Don't,
请你接受这样的恩典。
Don't reject but receive this grace.
你们虽然年轻，但是主要把你这个年轻的生命所改变，让你们成为别人的祝福。
Although you're young, but God wants to change your life so that you can become a blessing to others.
你要不要这样的恩典？
Do you want this?
如果有愿意的，请你举下手给我看一下。
You're willing to raise your hand.
不是向我举，而是向这位永生的神。
You're not raising your hand towards me, but towards God.
请放下。宋辉，你请你上来帮我唱一下那首歌好不好？刚刚那个最后一首歌。
Can we close with the hymn?
我们一起起立唱好吗？
我们一起来唱这首诗歌。
Let's all rise.
因他活着。
Let's sing the song. Him.
真挚爱子。叫耶稣，他赐下爱，医治宽恕，他舍生命，使我得拯救，他捧坟墓就是我得救的记号。活着，我能面对明天。因他活着，不再惧怕。我深知道，从掌管明天，生命充满了希望。只因他活着，
唱副歌，唱副歌，唱副歌。
因他获恩，我能面对明天，因他获胜，不再惧怕，我只等待。
只唱副歌，只唱副歌。
掌管明天，生命的三个希望，只因他活着。
请刚刚我们举手了，请你到前面来好吗？我们一起祷告。我们将会以来来副歌开始，
因他活着，
我们一起为你祷告。
我能面对明天，因他活着，
举手了，请到前面来，
不再惧怕，我先知道和掌管明天。
再说你还有没有感觉？因他活着，你不再惧怕的。
因他活着，我能面对明天，因他活着，不再惧怕，我深知道他掌管明天，生命充满了希望，只因他活着。
感谢主，请坐。我们请朱弟兄上来一起帮大家祷告，最后祷告一下好吗？
We'll ask Brother Chu to close in prayer for us.
Oh, 我们请刚才不管你现在上来没上来，你只要愿意接受耶稣基督做救主的，跟我祷告一下。
So I ask those who are willing to receive the Lord to pray with us.
所以我讲一句，你跟着讲一句。
So I will say whatever I say, please follow.
好，请大家请基督徒跟着帮忙一下，好不好？
And let everyone, let us all help out.
大家都不要看别人，大家闭眼睛，低头祷告。
Let us all close our eyes.
主耶稣，
Our Lord Jesus,
谢谢你告诉我们，
Thank you for telling us,
人若不重生就不能见神的国，
that if man is not born again, that we cannot enter into the kingdom of God,
人若不从水和圣灵生就不能进神的国，
and that if man is not born of the water and of the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom.
谢谢你降世为人，谢谢你为我被挂在十字架上，
Thank you for being crucified on the cross for us.
谢谢你让我听见你爱我，你来救我。
Thank you for letting me hear that you love me and you save me.
也谢谢你在今天的聚会中向我显现。
And thank you for appearing to me in this meeting.
让我有力量能够接受你作为我个人的救主。
That I may have the strength to receive you as my personal savior.
让我能够接受这新的生命。
That I may receive the new life.
让我能够承认你是我的救主。
That I may acknowledge that you are my Savior.
让我能够被你带到天父的面前。
That you may bring me forth before the Father.
我谢谢你。
Lord, I thank you.
我愿意从今天开始进入新的生命的生活。
Today I am willing to enter into the new life.
让我认识神的家。
That I may know the house of God.
让我认识神的国。
That I may know the kingdom of God.
让我在神的家中能够享受天父和众弟兄姊妹同在的喜乐。
That I may enjoy the joy that comes from the Father.
让我在神的国里面能够认识至高者。
That I may come to know the exalted one in his kingdom.
让我在神的国里面能够经历神的掌权。
That I may experience His sovereignty in His nation, in His kingdom.
让我在神的国里面能够参与神国度的见证。
That I may participate in His testimony in His kingdom.
谢谢主耶稣。
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
愿你引导我一生的道路。
May you lead my entire life.
也求你 照着你所成就的
and also by what you've accomplished,
赦免我一切的罪恶过犯
forgive all of my sins,
我承认我的罪
and I acknowledge my sins,
我接受你的救恩
and I receive your salvation,
我接受你在十字架上为我所做的一切
and I accept all that you have accomplished on the cross for me,
求你赦免我的罪
may you forgive my sins,
今天就把赦罪的平安赐给我
And give me the peace from the forgiving of sins.
让我带着平安回家
So that I can leave with peace.
在平安中来认识你
That I may come to know you through this peace.
在平安中来经历你的同在
That I may come to experience your presence in this peace.
在你的同在平安中继续的认识全面的救恩
That I may come to, in your presence in this peace, I may come to know the complete salvation.
谢谢主
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.